It's like international law that we have to do picks, even though nobody really cares. Nobody wants to hear them.
And yeah, I got to stick them in there.
We got to put our
neck on the line out there and make sure that people know where we stand, Rob.
Oh, I don't think I'm doing too. I think I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to just do a complete rebuild. I'm going to have to just tear it down and rebuild it. Fire the GM, the head coach, get rid of the quarterback, get a new closer. I need three new starters.
I will tell you, if you're out there and you're listening and you're riding around and you want to make your picks as well, I'm about to put it out on the Morning Shift show account. Our locks of the week, our NFL games of the week, Cowboys against 49ers, 49ers minus 4.5, LSU against Texas A&M, Texas A&M favored by 1 in that. So if you want to make those picks, head over to our show account at 929 Morning Shift. You can follow along with us. If you ain't scared to come back on Man Up Monday.
Don't die a coward.
If you are scared, then you know what I mean. Just say, stay out of this thing. You don't want it.
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about that Cowboys 49ers thing. Cowboys, Jerry Jones had a terrible birthday. He's been grouchy, wanting to get radio hosts fired because they ask him uncomfortable questions. 49ers, everybody's hurt. I even think Kyle Shanahan's injured too, so he's questionable for Sunday.
I don't know, Bo. What do you want to go first?
Not really, because I have no clue. But I'm going to tell you this. I trust Kyle Shanahan a lot more in a regular season game in October than I do Zimmer. And that's who he's going against. That's the matchup.
Yeah.
So I don't care if he's got guys banged up. The Cowboys are a mess. The head coach is being called out by the owner for the bad play calls, and the head coach is taking it in stride, doing his – tell you something. Whatever happens at the end of this thing – I don't want to hear bad words about Mike McCarthy because he is handling everything he's being put through. Now, some of it is his own account or on the court, I should say, but he's handling it with class. Give me the Niners to cover.
Yeah.
4.5.
I like the Niners to win the football game, but I'm going to zig when you zag right here. I actually like the Cowboys to cover the 4.5. I think the Niners win. I think they win by a field goal, but I still think there's some pride in the line for the Cowboys. I agree with you. Things are an absolute mess in Dallas, dude. Like, nothing's going right. But the team's simply too talented to carry on like that. Brock Purdy has played okay, not great, not even really good. He's played okay. I think somebody in the secondary steps up, makes a big pick, and I think that Dallas keeps it tight. Dallas keeps it tight. So Dallas plus the 4.5 for me.
Yeah, I think San Francisco will not cover. They'll get a late safety to win by 2.
I hope that happens so bad. Man Up Monday would be electric. It'd be electric if we could come
have
in here
to call
and
call in
that.
If that happened.
Yeah, can you imagine?
All right, gentlemen, let's go to that big college game out there at Kyle Field, Texas A&M. A 1-point home favorite over LSU. First place in the SEC on the line. Both teams are unbeaten in conference play. They do have losses out of conference. Who you got?
Well, I think LSU has the better quarterback. That said, though, Wegman, you said he's kind of up and down night or day. He's coming off a bad game. Before that, he had a great game against Missouri. They're really talented up front on the defensive side. A&M can get after you. Look, LSU knows what it's like to play in tough places, but that's still a tough place to play. I don't know, man. I feel weird, but I'm going A&M.
Yeah.
It's a 1-point game, so it's odd. I mean, it could be a push, but I'm going A&M.
Yeah, I hate to fall in line with you on that. I'm going A&M as well. And LSU fans, don't tweet us and say, you never gave us a chance. It just is what it is, man. I think Texas A&M is built better.
That's against the world, man.
Yeah, I think Texas A&M is built grittier. And I think LSU is going to come up. They're going to load the box. They're going to force Connor Wegman to do some things through the air. But even when they've done that, when LSU's done that, it hasn't really worked out for them all the time. And I think that there's a lot of positive things going on with LSU. I just don't think they are built for games like this against gritty, blue-collar, A-gap teams like Texas A&M. Texas A&M has had their hiccups. Don't get me wrong. But I just think when it comes down to it, Connor Wegman makes somebody miss, maybe even in the running game, and A&M is able to squeak this one out. But I do think it's going to be a barn burner, man. And I think that atmosphere just might be the edge for me, right?
I think it's going to be the edge. You've got the 12th man at Texas A&M. They're going to have all day to get lathered up under the lights at Kyle Field. I think Texas A&M not only covers, but they win it by 4, 27-23.
Garrett with the nice nugget. Home teams won this game every year since 2017. So there you go. That's a home field advantage, Jesse group right there.
All right, speaking of, you talk about that, my college pick, Georgia Tech going up to Blacksburg. It's the visiting team that's done so well in that series. Visiting team has won 8 of the last 9.
Wow.
Georgia Tech has won 4 in a row at Lane Stadium. They seem to do just fine up there.
Wow.
In spite of Inner Sandman. Georgia Tech a 10.5-point underdog. I just think if they just clean up special teams, man, that would mean a lot for Georgia Tech. I think they cover, and I think they might even get the upset.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. That'd be awesome. So going to stick to college then? This one used to be the best matchup in October, it felt like, in every year. Every year it was 1 versus 2, Mike. 1 mm-hmm. versus 3. Mm-hmm. 3 versus 2. 4 versus 5. It doesn't matter the numbers. Miami and Florida State. Oh. FSU is coming down to the Hard Rock. The over is 54.5. I'm going to tell you something. One thing Miami does is score points. You know what else they do?
Hmm.
They let the other guys
score
points. The last 5 results. 62-0, 50-15, 38-34, 39-38, and 52-45. That's Miami's last 5. You know what Florida State can't do? They can't score. But Miami's going to score for them. Get the over in 54.5.
They're going to score for them.
I think Miami drops a 50-burger on Florida State this week.
Wow.
But it might be like 51-38. Who knows? I doubt it. I think they do score 50, though, on Florida State. They're awful.
Look, man, there's actually multiple games that I thought about picking. First of all, I think the UCF-BYU line is extremely interesting.
It's asking you to bet on it.
I know, but it's extremely interesting. I think when you look at a team that's 3-4 and favored over an undefeated squad, it's like, yeah, that line should look a little funky. Here's what I'm going to go, though. All right, and I for the record, I also really like the Bama line against Missouri. That one's funky as well. It's kind of the same situation. 5-2 Bama, who hasn't played well at all, they're going to face off with 6-1 Missouri, who's ranked 21st, and somehow they're 17-point favorites at home.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not going to bet with my heart on that one.
You
though.
Should
I'm
though.
Lay out. I'm
Can I
lay
tell
out.
You something? You yeah. should because that's a
weird one.
That 6-1 is a little bit of a mirage.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I'm actually going to go in the same direction, but let me go. To what is the new Big Ten right now. How about number 1 Oregon at home?
I look
They're
at this.
Facing 6-1 Illinois. They're like 7-0 versus 6-1. What a slugfest. This is going to be a tight one. Oregon favored by 21.
Mm.
Oregon favored by 21.
You're doing what I wanted to do.
All right,
Illinois wearing those throwback leather helmets. That was so cool. Yeah,
that was cool.
Give me Oregon against the Fighting Illini. I'll take Oregon. I think it's listed right now at 21.5. I still like it. I think Oregon I think it's a boat race on Illinois.
Dylan Gabriel's playing pretty good right now, too.
Yeah, I think that's a very good football team. Number 1 won't catch them off guard. I think Oregon deals with business, Rob. I think they deal with business.
All right, the 5-2 Commanders hosting the 4-2 Bears. Jaden Daniels has a rib issue. He might be a little hobbled. Bears coming off a bye. What is your phrase there?
Rest deficit.
This game has been impacting the election, too. When Washington loses
right.
at home.
Before an election.
Yeah, the incumbent doesn't win. And when they win at home. The incumbent party is it's based on.
Yeah.
All right, Bears a 2.5-point favorite. I think they cover. Caleb Williams slowly but surely getting better and better and better. The rest deficit thing, I like the Bears in this one.
Yeah. That's an interesting one because if it is Marcus Mariota, he played decently well, but we all know Marcus Mariota at his core. So it'd be interesting to kind of keep tabs on that.
You like taking shots at him?
No, man. I don't like how things ended here. I'm always going to defend the team against some things that I don't like, and I don't like the fact that Marcus Mariota left midseason. Dude, I just don't like it.
I understand it. All right, we got to go quick. I know, according to Dylan in my ear, Houston and the Colts. Colts come into H-Town. Look, Texans can score points. It's a 45.5 over. Take the over.
Wow. All right. Look, man, I think that when I look at this entire situation, you talk about rest deficit. The Saints this weekend, and I hate to do this, the Saints are 7.5-point underdogs against the Chargers. Actually, I think it's kind of gone down to 7, so I'll stick with the 7. You talk about rest deficit, all right, and you got to look at this one, I think, Rob. The Saints coming off the Thursday night, they get a little mini bye week. It looks like Cesar Ruiz, Chris Olave, a number of their other players will be able to at least surround Spencer Rattler and give him a little bit of something this week. I think the Saints, with the mini bye, a little bit healthier, plus the 7 points. I think that's a much tighter game. I like the Saints this weekend for my NFL lock.
Carr is officially listed as questionable as well. Yeah, I don't know if he'll play, but...
It's, everybody, it seems like, involved in that situation is starting to get on the mend right now for New Orleans. So I think that's a good look this weekend.